back again with side two of tape number six of Five String Banjo Styles. And since this is the last tape of the first banjo series, I'd like to go to something a little bit different now and give you a general feel for some different rhythms and different strums that you might use in a variety of folk songs. So this side of the tape is going to be kind of a potpourri of right-hand styles. I might throw in a few new chords for you too, and it's going to be very useful for you because as you play through a lot of the folk songs that you like, you'll find that it's going to call for different rhythms than we've been doing. And this, although by no means will cover all of the rhythms available, will certainly give you a good feeling for what you can do and where you can head for. The first rhythm I like to do is one that is used by Pete Seeger a lot, and it's usually used by him when he's doing songs that have a lot of rhythmic strength. It's a very simple strum, and it shouldn't take very much for you to get it, although it might take a little while before you can do it with any kind of finesse. I'm in G tuning now. Here I am, open G. So why don't you tune to that? We were in C tuning on the other side of the tape. So once again, here's your tuning. And the strum simply consists of three strokes with your right hand. The first one is a down stroke with your fingernails, the back of your hand, and you're going to hit the fifth and fourth strings, approximately. Now, this is the kind of strum that you're not going to be able to get exact, but more or less, that's where your emphasis is going to lie, on the fifth and fourth strings. Okay, so you hit down with your fingernails, the back of your hand. The next stroke is the same thing, but this time you go across all the strings, and primarily the higher ones. There's the two. They're hard to tell the difference, but there is a difference. The first one's over the fifth and fourth, and the second one's over the third, second, and first strings. And the third part of the strum is simply an upstroke, a brush up over the top two or three strings. That's a weaker sound than the other two. Once again, down, down, up. Now the rhythm is like this. So it's really the same rhythm as your up-picking strum. Bum-diddy, bum-diddy, bum-diddy. It's just a different sound, a different feeling, a different emphasis. Bum-diddy, bum-diddy. Try to get it nice and even so that it's a flowing kind of thing, not choppy. Okay? Now, one more thing you want to add to that is a hammer-on with your left hand. After you hit down over the top two strings, you hammer on with your left hand. Second finger is what I use, my left hand, and I hammer on the fourth string, second fret. Hear it? And then brush down, up. Here's the whole thing together. I'll do it slowly at first, and then I'll build up speed. Nice little lilt in it. Don't do it perfectly evenly. Should have a bounce to it. Now that might sound familiar to you if you've listened to Pete Seeger or Bob Gibson or any of the number of people that use five-string banjo to accompany folk songs. Try it with a song like, Oh, the Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line, it is the road to ride. Rock on that line, it is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like a fine. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock on that line. Get the feeling of that? way it has to really flow. It has to give you a good, solid, substantial rhythm behind the singing. That's very important. So what you have to do, like in everything else, is develop the coordination to just keep that going. And keep a little bounce in it, remember. It's not perfectly even, although as I write it out, I'll write it out as even eighth notes. Here's another song you can do with it. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, you wanna ride it while you gotta be holding. This train, bound for glory, this train. And you have to be able to improvise your strum so that you can start and stop. Maybe damp the strings when you stop. When you go to that C chord. This train is bound for glory. Wanna ride away, you gotta be holding. This train, bound for glory, this train. So what you want to do is develop a facility for being able to move your right hand around those strings with a lot of evenness and good sense of rhythm without getting too tangled up in them and making too much noise. A slight variation of that strum is one also I learned from Pete Seeger, where instead of hitting the fifth and fourth strings once and then hammering on, I hit them twice and then add that finger, not as a hammer-on, but just as an added note to the fourth string second fret, and then brush down and up. It's very similar, but it does give a slightly different feel. Listen to this one. And this would have to be used with a slightly slower song, but one where you do want that driving rhythm. You can do This Train Is Bound for Glory this way too if you want to do this. This train is bound for glory, this train. Or how about that old spiritual that goes, I'm on my way, and I won't turn back. On my way, I won't turn back. Same chords as the other one. On my way, I won't turn back. I'm on my way, great God, I'm on my way. Well, I'm just giving you examples of songs. It'll be up to you to find records and books and look them up and learn. There are dozens and dozens of songbooks out that have wonderful songs and lots of records. So I'm just giving you a taste of these different songs as a description of the styles. One more song that you might enjoy doing in this way, which I can't resist doing, is a Bob Dylan song. And I'm going to go into E, which means I'm going to put the capo up on the 4th fret, raise the 5th string, and drop my 4th string down one step. Now I'm in C tuning with the capo on the 4th fret, and I can't emphasize enough the importance of being able to switch tunings quickly and get that capo moving up and becoming completely familiar with where your different keys are. Okay, now I'm in E, and this is a song that I did with Bob on a record called Greatest Hits Volume 2, and it's a wonderful song. It's called You Ain't Going Nowhere, and this is pretty much the way I played it on that record. There's that strum again. This time I'm in E, though, and I'm hammering on the 3rd string 2nd fret. Clouds so swift, the rain's falling in. Gonna see a movie called Gunga Din. Pick up your money, pack up your tents, McGuinn. You ain't going nowhere. Try it with me. Try singing it with me too. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Whoa-wee, we're gonna fly down to the easy chair. Let's slow it down a little bit so you can do it with me. Now Genghis Khan and his brother Don could not keep from keeping on. We'll climb that bridge after we're gone, after we're way past it. Try with me, ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Whoa-wee, where we gonna fly? Down to the easy chair. Okay, that'll give you some idea of how to use that strum. Now, I'd like to move right along to another one, because in the space of this tape, I'd like to cover a few different things. Why don't we just stay in this E tuning now? And I'd like to show you a strum that is very good. It's very similar to a guitar strum, and it's a strum that you use your fingers for picking. There's very little actual strumming in this one. Let's take the thumb on the bass string, the fourth string. Okay, pluck that down. Now with your index finger, you're going to pluck the third string. And with your second and third fingers, you're going to pluck the second and first strings. And then index finger on the third again. Now if you play guitar, you probably know this strum from the guitar. Thumb on the fourth string. Index finger on the third. Now your first and second string is played by your second and third fingers together, and your index finger again. Now I call this a cowboy strum because you can get that real cowboy kind of trotting flavor, like. Okay, now practice this until you feel fairly secure with it. And if you can add the fifth string, the way I usually add the fifth string is by playing it with that chord when I play my second and third fingers. So it's on the second beat, really. It's one and two and one and two and. Hear that? Okay, let's try it together now. Let's do it very slowly. Thumb, index, second and third with your thumb, index. I'm going to write this out in tablature so you can practice this on your own. If you've never done it on the guitar, and the banjo is your first instrument, you might want to practice this for a while before you start doing it with a song. Now, if you want to shift bass notes, you're going to have to do something about your hand position. You have to move your thumb down to the third string, which means that the rest of your fingers go down and your third finger doesn't have anything to play anymore because your index finger is now on the second string and your middle finger is now on the first string. So that'll have to be modified a little bit. So here's that strum with your thumb on the third string, index, and now your middle finger and your thumb are playing the two outside strings together. That way, or if you want a fuller sound, try it with a song like "Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie, Bring Me Little Water Now, Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie, Every Little Once in a While." Can't you hear me calling? Can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me calling? Every little once in a while. Let's try another song with that strum. But first let's go to the key of C, which means we have to take the capo off, move it down to the end of the neck, readjust the fifth string. And here's a song by Pete Seeger and by the Bible. I'm sure you know it. It's called Turn, Turn, Turn. We'll use the same strum. And there are some new chords in here. And just look at the diagram and the tablature and you'll see how to play them. There's an E minor, which would sound like this, and a D minor, which would sound like this, and the other ones you know. Here's the way this rhythm goes. It's a little less of a lilt than the other one we did. There's a little variation, which I'll write out for you too. Same strum can be used in three-quarter time simply by repeating the last two strokes. In other words, instead of being this, it's this. And there are a lot of really nice songs that can be used in three-quarter time like that. Now I'm going to leave it up to you to find those songs. And once again, it's a matter of going through songbooks or record collections or whatever and picking out some nice songs. I found lots of songs, by the way, in Joan Baez's songbook, which, of course, has lots of ballads and songs that are good for this kind of strumming, and in the reprints from Sing Out and some of the other Oak Publication books. Very valuable as a source for songs, and I think you'll enjoy it as I do, just going through and playing and singing through the songs. Now, I'd like to go on to a different kind of a strum. It's a very different kind of technique, which I think you'll find very useful, as I do. I call it the calypso strum. And although it can be used for a lot more kinds of music than just calypso, that's pretty descriptive of what it is. I'm going to break it down for you slowly, because it is a little bit complicated at first, and then we'll speed it up so you can see how it all sounds together. Now, try this with me. Holding a C chord with my left hand, strum down across all the strings with the back of your right hand fingernails. Then follow that by a thumbed fifth string. Okay? Then follow that with a brush up across the top two or three strings. Not quite as loud as that. Okay, once again, and try to get it in a smooth, circular kind of motion. So it's down, thumb fifth, up. Down, thumb fifth, up. Now try to keep that very smooth and not at all choppy. Okay, now you're going to do that motion twice. Down, thumb, up. Down, thumb, up. And the third time, you just give it a down, up. Now that is what complicates it. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. Okay, now listen to it all together. I'll do it slowly. I'll start out by just giving it a very slow, even rhythm, and I'll build it up until it's at the tempo that it should be. Ready? Very smooth. so often. Add it on the second of the three strokes. Hear it? Pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or I'll go to jail. Pay me my money down. I thought I heard the captain say, pay me my money down. Tomorrow'll be our sailing day. Pay me my money down. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. Now, needless to say, this is going to take quite a bit of practice. So I would suggest that you stop the tape here and go over and over this. So you can build up speed, and smoothness is the most important thing, so that there's no hesitation between the different strokes. In other words, you don't want this. You want it very smooth. Now, a slightly different emphasis can be given by, instead of just hitting the fifth string with your thumb on the second beat, brush across all the strings there also. So you have two downstrokes and an upstroke. It's just a slight variation. You can do it either way. As I said earlier, just keep doing this over and over again until it's really smooth and even. Now, assuming that you've practiced this and can do it fairly well, I'm going to go to another song. It's one that I learned many years ago from the singing of Bob Gibson, and it's a very exciting song. It's called Mighty Day or the Galveston Flood, and it tells a story in kind of a calypso fashion of a hurricane in 1900 that came across the West Indies and Gulf of Mexico and hit the city of Galveston, Texas pretty hard. The chords in it are a little different, and I'm going to send along the diagrams for you to refer to, but the main chords that you're going to need to know are the C minor. Of course, you know that. You know the G7th. F minor, which you might not know yet, but you will. And A flat. And there's a vamp in between verses that I use that is going to require your absolute confidence in this strum, because it changes chords mid-strum, so to speak. It goes from the A minor to the A minor 7th to the A flat to the G7th. And if you listen to that, I'll play the whole thing for you so you can hear how it changes in the middle of the strum, which is a little tricky because you have to kind of coordinate both sides here. Hear that? Okay, here's the way the song goes, and I hope you'll be able to play along with me. If not, just keep practicing until you can, and work on this strum, try to figure out other songs that might go with it as well. Okay, here's Mighty Day. Well, I remember one September, storm winds swept the town. Women and children were dying, God and death was all around. Wasn't that a mighty day? Mighty day. Wasn't that a mighty day? Great God, that morning when the storm winds swept the town. Seawall there in Galveston to keep the waters down, but the high tide from the ocean lowered the water into the town. And wasn't that a mighty day? Mighty day. Oh, wasn't that a mighty day? Great God, that morning when the storm wind swept the town. The waters like some river came rushing to and fro. I saw my father drowning. God, I watched my mother go. Well, that's Mighty Day, and that'll give you some feeling for that strum. And I hope that this tape has given you lots to work on. I think it has. And it's the end of the first series of the banjo tapes. I hope you let me know how you like the series. And we're going to go on, of course, to 6 more tapes. And once you've gotten these, if you feel so inclined, I hope you will continue, because we're going to get into some other styles, such as frailing, old-timey frailing, and playing hoedowns and mountain songs, getting into three-finger picking, a little bluegrass, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So, as I say, let me hear from you. Let me know what you think, how your banjo's doing. If you have any questions, need to know something about setting up your banjo, I'll do my best to help you out. So until then, this is Happy Traum saying keep picking that banjo, and I'll be seeing you.